Rangers and in the National Hockey League. NBC Sports is reporting that the NHL has decided to postpone tonight's two Stanley Cup playoff games. Philadelphia was supposed to play the New York Islanders in Game 3, and Vegas and Vancouver were supposed to play Game 3 as well. News, weather, traffic, and sports brought to you in part by FRA Trust, inviting you to check out Joe Ruse Evans' new book, New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Learn how to make your retirement funds tax-free. If you've recently been furloughed, you can now take control as you have access to borrow or pay taxes over a three-year span. If you feel lost, betrayed, or out of control, you can get this book for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Check out the website, joesnewbook.org. That's joesnewbook.org. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
We stand behind Dex. We stand behind Jack.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Eagle Springs Golf Course is the perfect course to hit the links this month with their August $5.90 special. $59 gets you a round for two with cart, two drinks per player, and a couple of hot dogs and chips. You can't beat that price anywhere in St. Louis. This deal is only available online. Just go to eaglesprings.com and enter promo code 590. That's promo code 590 for your $59 round for two, valid every day after 12 noon. Book your August $5.90 special now at eaglesprings.com. Promo code 590.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
This is Mariah from Newsetter's Fine Jewelry, where we offer a choice in diamonds. Mine are lab-grown. We are a leader in offering lab-grown diamonds, which can run 30 to 40% less than mine diamonds. Let us educate you on your options at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry, or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is located inside the West County Phillips 66 station at Clayton Road and 141. They're offering carryout, delivery, curbside pickup, and dine-in. Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can call ahead to place your order, fill up your car with gas, and drive home with a great meal of barbecue and your pick of their fresh homemade desserts, including gooey butter cake and so much more. Here's the number, 636-227-1208. That's 636-227-1208.
Belting out patriotism, the late, great Kate Smith. Welcome aboard, everybody. It is showtime.
What the? Minions Playhouse is on what? The air. Turn the volume up.
What the? Hold on. Stop. Stop. What's wrong?
Okay, so you know when we went off the air, which was probably my fault, but not really.
No, not probably. It was your
fault. Well, that's debatable.
You hit
the space bar, right? So
yes.
Somehow you managed to play the 4 o'clock commercials instead of the 5 o'clock commercials. So you managed to skip back an hour.
It is.
So now when it comes up to Mike Evans, we're going to have we're going to have 2 minutes and 45 seconds between Mike Evans.
Okay.
For 45, that I've got to get out of the way with.
Before Mike Evans.
Yeah, before Mike Evans. All right.
We'll do it.
All right, so now where was that?
I get out early.
That's you ready?
Inside information.
And now back to being on the air. Boy, this show. I bet broadcast teachers play this as an example of everything not to do.
Oh, exactly.
If you want to succeed.
Just play commercials instead of Mike Evans. It'd be more entertaining.
Oh, I hope that doesn't get back to him.
Man, that hurts.
I hope it does get back to him.
Fecal ascending rectal translucency.
Mm. He loves the rectal words.
Does that sound good?
Does not.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the August 27th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. As the name implies, they put vehicles back together after accidents as if the accident never happened. But what you may not know is it really is Complete Auto, not just body work, but everything, because they do service, all kinds, like oil, brakes, tires, that kind of thing. So it really is complete auto body, 3 locations. We will talk you into going there after this.
Hey!
At the control board, the man who decided to go to the bathroom and let everything go to hell, we went off the air and whatever. He didn't do that when he lived in Great Britain for 19 years. 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. He's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the room, in the house, in the studio, not on the road, not northbound, not southbound, not westbound, not...
Chuckleberry.
Bill Clevelin, how are you?
I'm well. Can I quote Limey and what his expression was when he found out we were off the air?
Sure. It's not curse word.
This is Lime. He said, "Oh, we're off the air."
Yeah.
That was it.
I noticed it. Like he wasn't even concerned.
No, he did.
Not a big deal at all.
Thanks, Bill.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I'm glad we don't all have such a lax attitude toward this, our profession. There are two people behind the coronavirus-proof glass. One of them we're not going to introduce because he just had a whole segment, and he's going to
he's about to win our whatever our game is.
He's my co-host on Saturday.
And he's your, that's right, he is your co-host at the yard sale Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. And the other guy is the other host, that is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to the sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning as well, First Community Credit Union. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
And now our head of research, our newsman, and that's what he does for us. There's something else he does for anybody who needs it, and that is private investigation. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, everybody. And once again, a big thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using that weed killer Roundup. Even if you haven't filed suit, you still have time, and some of that money might belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases and standing by if you or a loved one think you might be eligible. In addition to accepting inquiries regarding class action suits on the users of Zantac and Ranitidine, shoot them an email to find out. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. Again, LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy, Dan had never met Jim Cox. Jim Cox just stopped by. Jim Cox has been a radio personality in this town for decades. I've worked with him. Dan's worked with him. One of the nicest guys you'll ever want to be around. And he does not look his age. I don't know if he wants me to tell people how old he is, but he's a senior citizen. And I said, Jim, what's the secret? He said, well, two things. He firmly believes that going to a chiropractor twice a month for, I don't know, 50 years is one of the reasons he's so healthy. I said, but there must be more, Jim. There must be something dietary that you include regularly. Without hesitation. You know what he said, Red Boy?
Cheese.
Yes. He eats 2 pounds of cheese, every day. 2 pounds of cheese a day.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. How about it? And here's the other thing. He plays guitar, too. And he said, I just want you to know how much I appreciate the professionalism and the entertainment I've received over the years from Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a little bit low, and I can barely hear it. But we're working on it. Thank you. Come on.
Hey, before you get into everything right now, I just want to say, 30 years ago today, we lost Stevie Ray Vaughan in a helicopter crash.
One of the great, great, great guitar players, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
30 years.
Hard to believe.
It is. You know, Vince Vaughn, I bet you didn't know this. Mm-hmm. No relation.
Really?
That's true.
Damn
true
it.
Story. That's a
wow.
True story, yeah.
Can you do that again? I'm trying to get this new system ready.
Yeah, did you know that Vince, you mentioned Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know that Vince Vaughn is no relation to Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Did you know that Stevie Ray Vaughan is no relation to Stevie Nicks?
I didn't know that either.
Did you know Stevie Nicks is no relation to Stevie Wonder?
There we go.
Here we go.
Can Limey go back in the bathroom?
Same every Stevie. What?
Can Limey go back in the bathroom?
Yeah, that may be a good idea. We're brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Anybody here been in a wreck in the last day or two? No? Good.
No.
That's a good thing. There is a car in our parking lot that could use Complete Auto Body.
I don't know if they can even fix that, Frank.
Yeah, you got a point. They may go, no, sorry, and then put a sheet over it like a dead body and go, we can't help this car.
Did you notice that the top is up?
Well,
there's a cover.
It's like a cover.
Oh.
Without going into too much detail, we can't get over the abuse that somebody has shown this car that's here.
This guy that owns this car that's parked right next to our station. It's a convertible Saab. The top's been down. It's disgusting on the inside. And Frank and I have been making fun of it for 2 weeks. I ran the license plate on it, and the guy lives right across the street. He's so embarrassed about this car, he won't even park it on his own house.
Driveway. Oh. I would be, too. Hope he's not listening. He'll beat us up after the show. I'm going to say Complete Auto Body, if they got a hold of that thing, it looked like brand new. I'm going to say they could even that car they could
fix. We should put one of their business cards under the windshield.
That's a great idea. Here, take your car here now. Complete Auto Body is in the collision repair business, but there's so much more. Let's start with just collision repair, though. A lot of body shops. I don't know anything about most of them, but I know I'm pretty particular about cars and have been as long as I've been able to have a car. And when I get a ding, a dent, something even more. It cannot be fixed fast enough for me, but it has to be done perfectly. I am that guy who will put it in moonlight, streetlight, daylight, headlight. I want to see it from every angle, in every light, and I don't want to be able to tell there was any work done. That's why Complete Auto Body is where you want to take your car. The perfection in the work. Now, let's talk about regular service. I told a story a long time ago. I worked with a woman who had a really nice Pontiac, and we had a business meeting, and she drove to lunch one day. And I asked her about the guy, and we were talking about the car. And I said, does it use synthetic oil? Because it was a sports car. I said, synthetic oil or regular oil? How often do you change the oil? She said, what? She had had 60,000 miles on it. She had never changed the oil.
Oops.
How it hadn't seized up, I don't know. She didn't know what I was talking. I said, you have to change oil in cars. She said, well, I guess I need to get to the dealer. Yeah. Complete Auto Body does all that. They do oil changes, brakes, tires, pre-purchase inspections, safety, emissions. They have their own towing service. It's called A to B towing, as in get it from A point A to point B. It's a pretty impressive place. Been around since 1973. They service, now this is not collision repair, they service on average 500 cars a week at Complete Auto Body. They do regular service on the fleet cars for 37 companies. Hundreds of cars they keep running, keep on the road because these businesses depend on these vehicles. So remember that name, Complete Auto Body. There are three locations, Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. If you want to check out their website, it is CompleteAB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama.
We never know what we're going to do, what Bill has for us, but it's usually fun or informative or both. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. If you'd like to know more, windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please welcome back Bill Cleveland? Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hello. I am fine. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you fine.
Sound all right?
What?
Oh, ha, 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 ha. That's a good one.
Dan always does it.
I'll tell you what, Tim. You're funny. That's a good one.
All right. It is Thursday. I believe the most anticipated segment of the week.
Does this mic sound low to you guys or not?
It does sound low to me, but yeah. I don't know. It could be my cheap headphones.
No.
Is that better?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. All right. So it's trivia day. Let's do a tiebreaker trivia question, and then I'll quickly go over the rules for someone who may be just tuning in for the first time. So here we go.
Do I need to keep score, by the way?
You will keep score, I will tally the tiebreaker question. So here we go. Tiebreaker question. How many times did Bob Hope host the Oscars? How many times did Bob Hope host the Oscars?
I'll say 5.
Dan?
1.
Scott?
19.
Frank?
14.
Sorry, I don't know why I skipped you, Tim. Tim?
I'll say 16 and a half.
Is 16 your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So here we go. As you know, we have 20 questions. You get to pick the number that you would like. If you pick a number that has already been called, you lose.
Oh, no, not this.
We do it every week.
I'm not good at remembering.
How come we never do the version where we like you have to name 20 municipalities
because,
in 30 seconds?
Because the last time that I did it, it got very tense in here.
Yeah, that's what makes it good.
It was not good. I left crying.
Oh.
So maybe we'll bring it back one day. So there you go. You can challenge one. Excuse me. You can pass your question to one person one time. Everybody gets one pass.
And if that person gets it wrong, they lose a point.
That person,
if you pick a number that's already been picked,
but
you lose
if they
a point.
Get it right, then you are the one that loses the point.
Oh,
and
okay.
We have two questions. Like we did last week and the week before, two questions that will be worth 3 points if you choose to do your wagering. So it was very close last week. Very close. Went right down to the wire. Here we go.
So how does this work again? If I get a question, and how do I wager? How does this work?
So if you pick one of the two questions that I have highlighted
here. Oh, so you'll say this is one of... Okay.
I'll let you know. So, all right, we begin with Limey, correct?
Yep.
Pick a number.
11.
That's already been picked.
Yeah.
Number 11. In the movie Bridesmaids, pop vocal, this pop, good grief.
Wow.
What
easy
pop
for you to
vocal
say.
Group performs at the wedding?
What pop? Wilson Phillips?
That is correct.
Oh,
yeah.
Good one.
One for Limey.
And I actually knew that.
Way to go.
Believe it or not.
Way to go.
Okay. Daniel.
10.
Number 10. Name the first U.S. president to hold a press conference on live television.
Oh, wow. John Kennedy?
That is correct.
Whoa!
Good job.
Whoa,
way to go, Dan.
Way to go, buddy.
Good job. Okay, Scott.
9.
Number 9. Who was the original host of Family Feud?
Richard Dawson.
That is correct.
Ooh!
Wow.
These are easy till they get to me.
That's the way we plan it.
Mm-hmm.
Tim?
12.
Number 12. What is the volunteer state?
Tennessee.
Okay.
I knew it. I knew every one of these, and now you watch what happens.
It's a square root of 375.
Pick a number, Frank.
I'm actually afraid to pick a number. 20.
It's been picked.
Number 20. Oh, and this happens to be one where you can wager if you would like. So if you wager and you get it right, you would get 3 points right off the bat. If you get it wrong, however, you would be negative 3.
I am wagering.
You're going to wager.
Good man.
Yes.
You are going to wager.
I'm a gambler.
Okay. Here's your question. If you study sinology, you're studying what country?
Can you spell it?
Sure. Sinology.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I mean,
he just did.
That's the joke.
What? Every one of these other questions I knew. I've never even heard of this.
I'll use
you
it in a sentence.
You can give it to someone.
I'll use it in a sentence. Frank has no idea what Scientology is.
It's Sinology. You don't even know how to pronounce it. So,
you can give the question to somebody else, remember.
So Sinology is the study. Is the question is, what country are you studying?
Yep.
Can I pass it to somebody?
He can wager and pass on the same one?
I don't... You know what?
Why not?
I think I've got
an idea what country it is, but it's one of those tricky ones where it's not actually a country.
I know that I'm going to lose a point here. France.
No, sorry. It's China.
Me too.
Really?
It's China.
No. I was going to go with the Vatican.
Brother. It's China.
So I'm minus one, right?
No, you're minus three.
Oh, even better. All right. If I'm going to do it, I'll do it big.
Oh, my goodness.
And the current scores are 1-1-1-1 and minus 3. What a great start I'm off to.
Number 8? Did we get down that far?
Number 8 is also a wager. That was the other one.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to wager.
Let's see if you got any guts.
No, I'm not going to wager mine. I'm not a gambler.
Wager. Okay. Here's your question. What famous guitar brand has a model named the Stratocaster?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I know
Fender.
Fender, that is right.
I knew every one of these.
Kind of wish I gambled.
Every one.
Can I go back and gamble now?
No, you may not. But at least you got 1 point. Dan.
Two. What do you want?
I will go with 6.
Number 6. Amelia Earhart was born and raised in what Midwest state?
Oh, crap.
So glad I didn't get that one.
Indiana?
States.
I'm sorry, what?
Indiana?
That is incorrect.
It is. The answer is Kansas.
Kansas.
So he just gets nothing. He'll lose
a point.
He doesn't lose.
Oh, we don't lose a point?
I have to explain the rules every week. Scott! What's your number?
Seven.
Name the boxer that inflicted Muhammad Ali's first defeat in professional boxing.
Ooh, man.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
Joe Frazier.
That is correct.
Well, of course it is.
Frazier's down. Frazier's down.
I talk about Joe Frazier. I'm sorry. Hold on. Who did that? Was that you, Scott?
No.
Yes, it was.
Let's hear that again.
No.
Okay. But see, I knew he beat Joe Frazier.
Yeah.
And I really wish I
Because I remember when I interviewed him.
You interviewed him?
Yeah. Well, I'll play it for you.
Okay.
I will son, let's the woman Joe Frazier. I will be my, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest boxer ever lived. Muhammad Ali. Thank you. Thanks, boss. Good to hear.
All right, Tim. 13. Number 13. Who is older, Britney Spears or Gwen Stefani?
Wow.
Everybody else gets a 50-50
I'll say
shot.
Stefani.
That is correct.
Yeah. Of course it is. Let's just keep giving everybody
She's 50
easy
years old. Can you believe that?
Sinovision was a good...
Yeah. Sinovision.
Whatever.
No,
Synology.
Come on, Frank. Synology. Pick a number. One that hasn't been called before.
19.
Okay.
What is the square root of...
Four. In the 1950s, the NFL experimented... I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I know, because this is going to be hard.
No, maybe not. In the 1950s, the NFL experimented and considered changing the football to what color?
You've got to be kidding me.
You picked it. I didn't pick it.
Pink.
Pink.
Mauve.
Can I pass it?
Chartreuse.
Can I pass it?
You get one challenge per game. You can pass it.
I'd like to pass this to Tim. He's a sports guy.
Okay. Ooh.
I'll say white.
You are correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Down goes pigeon. Down goes pigeon. And I lose another point, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I'd like to run over the scores if I could.
I'd like to hear them.
Current scores are Limey 2, Dan 1, Scott 2, Tim 3, me minus 4. I'm actually kind of proud.
Goes it back to Frank's.
It does. Right back to Frank.
It's back
Pick
down.
A number, Frank.
Three?
Three is available.
What's the record low score, Frank?
Four minus four. Okay. I hold the record.
All right, Frank. What is the hottest planet in the universe?
Please.
Oh, wait. Which one's closest?
Uranus.
Oh, man.
I'd like to pass this, too.
You can only pass one question.
You already passed.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
It's hot enough
to melt lead.
It's the first planet.
Hot.
I can't remember which one it is.
Saturn.
I know. Wait, can I guess?
No, Saturn.
That is incorrect.
Is it Mercury?
Sorry. It's
what
Venus.
It's Venus.
Venus is not the first one.
Right.
No, it is not the
it's
first
not the
one.
First
it has nothing
one?
To do with being
no.
the first one.
Is
really?
Is Mercury the first one?
It has something to do with the atmosphere.
Idiot.
Oh, no way.
Heat. Yeah.
Wow.
So the answer
Idiot
is
said
Venus.
The guy who has minus
really?
Four.
Really? Thank you. Yeah.
You don't lose a point for that, though. Okay, Blimey.
Yeah. Number two.
Number two. Wagon Wheel was a hit song for country music singer Darius Rucker, but what famous singer-songwriter wrote the song and originally recorded its demo in 1973?
Bob Dylan?
That is correct.
Yeah. Whoa! You've got
Holy
to be kidding
crap.
Me.
How did you know that one?
Because his version is okay, but I always remember you always going,
Hey, that's pretty good.
Dueling Dylan.
Okay,
Dan.
You and me.
Dueling Dylan.
Pick a number, Dan.
Dylan's.
You're never going to get through these.
15.
Number 15. True or false? The federal government owns 1/3 of the land in the state of Colorado.
True.
That is correct.
Let's just let everybody pile up big scores. Except for one person.
Scott.
One.
Number one. How many colors are represented in a rainbow?
Oh. Seven.
That is correct.
Yep.
Roy G. Biv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Roy G. Biv.
Tim.
18.
Number 18. What is the first possible property purchase in the game of Monopoly?
Mediterranean?
That is incorrect. It's Baltic. Baltic Avenue.
Idiot.
Baltic.
Come on, Frank. You can dig yourself out of the hole.
Come on. I'm sure I can get one. Maybe. Number.
Oh, God. I hope he picks one that's been picked.
I probably will. 9? 9? 9?
9. I picked him.
9 has.
Of course it has. Minus 5.
Oh, and you got to pick again.
Oh, he's going to have to pick again, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He lost a point.
I'm going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Number 6, has that been picked?
Number 6 has been picked.
Idiot. Man.
Dan?
Tug, beat Craig.
4.
Number 4. Excuse me, I'm sorry. How doers get more done is the tagline for what company?
How doers get more done. Man.
It's not Snickers.
I've never heard of it.
PTs.
Doers. Nike?
No, the answer is Home Depot.
Home Depot.
That is their tagline, launched in 2019.
Wow, they need to do a better job of getting that out Scott. There. I've never heard it.
16?
Number 16, on what continent would you find the largest meteor crater on Earth?
Wow. Asia.
That is incorrect.
It is.
The answer is Africa. South Africa.
Oh, man.
Wow. Doesn't lose a point.
What an idiot.
Tim,
15. South Africa is a country.
What'd you say?
15.
15 has been called. I'm so sorry. Tim loses a point.
Good.
Idiot.
Good.
You smiled.
Frank.
Awfully wide at that.
Frank.
Yeah.
Can you pick a number?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sure it will already have been picked. Number 1.
I picked that.
Yeah, number 1 has been.
Of course it has. Minus 6.
Limey. Wow. Right, we got to hurry, run out of time.
Has 7 been picked?
7 has been picked.
Idiot. Idiot.
Man.
Right, this will be our last time around the room. Dan?
18.
Number 18 has also been picked.
Idiot.
Scott?
14. So
14 is available. The original Beach Boys had how many members?
6.
That is incorrect.
It
is.
Oh,
the answer is 5. Tim?
I believe 5 is available.
You're correct. This is a true or false question. 2 of the top 10 most viewed websites in the world are dedicated to porn. True or false?
I'll say false.
The answer is true.
Oh, my goodness.
PornHub, you should know that. Xvideo.com.
Wow. You should know that. What was the other one?
Xvideo.com.
I like the way it acted like you didn't know the answer.
Good one.
I'm just stunned.
I was just trying to figure out. I knew porn.
Last question. Yeah. Frank?
Sure, let's close it out with
big
your last
loser.
Chance. Yeah. Number 12?
No.
What? Are you kidding me?
All right. That has been called.
Well, let me give the scores.
Oh, my
we
God.
Won't be needing a tiebreaker, and here are the scores. To nobody's surprise, the winner with 3 is Scott Sherman. Limey had 1, Dan had 1, Tim had 2. I'm a minus 7. Scott Sherman wins.
Yeah, way good, Scott.
I am so proud.
What was the last number?
Myself.
Minus 7.
What was the last number?
It was number 17. What family member traditionally decorates the Tannenbaum in Germany? Or the tree.
What family member?
Mm-hmm.
The dog.
The mother.
The mother. I was going to say the mother.
Yeah. And Bob Hope hosted the Academy Awards 18 times.
Oh, 18 times.
Well, that was the most fun I've had in weeks.
I'll say.
That was great.
It sure was.
That was great.
I feel good. On the road and on 590 The Fan.
I'm glad my kids aren't little and could hear this embarrassing, minus 7. They'd probably run away from home. Bill Clavlin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Now, you have extra business to do, right, because of the screw-up earlier, Limey?
Yes, we do.
So I need to get moving so we can get some stuff in and have my heavens on time, right?
That is correct.
So maybe I need to just get right to the joke. Ladies, get in here, please.
That's nice.
I've known this joke since I was in high school. Never gets old. It starts tragically with, and what reminded me of the joke was today in traffic, there was a car and it had three nuns in it with the traditional nun habit thing. They were in a car. And so it reminded me of this joke. Three nuns in a car and it's a horrible accident and they all get killed.
Oh, jeez.
And they get up to,
funny joke.
They get up to heaven and, the first nun, Sister Catherine, walks up and St. Peter says, oh, Sister Catherine, my goodness, we didn't expect to see you here. So you're fairly young, but welcome to heaven. The boss knows all about you, knows all about your great work with the homeless, Sister Catherine. She says, oh, I'm so excited to be here. I can't wait to get into heaven. What do I need to do? And St. Peter says, well, you just need to answer a simple question. They're Bible related. Who was the first man? She said, I'm Adam. She says, Adam. And as soon as she says Adam, this choir of angels, and the gates fling open, and in she goes. And then the second nun stands before St. Peter. He says, Sister Teresa, the boss has always been impressed with your work with addicts. You've dedicated your life. She says, I'm so excited to be here. I can't wait to go to heaven. And I think I know how this works. You ask, he said, yes, we ask a question. If you answer correctly, the angels will sing and the gates will open. And here's your question. Who was the first woman? She says, well, Eve. And the gates open and in she goes. Third nun comes up. Sister Maria, you have dedicated your life to orphans all over the world and helping them get into good homes with good families. And it is a pleasure to have you here earlier than we expected. She says, I know, but I'm excited to be here and I cannot wait. I heard the other two sisters. I think I know how this works. Answer question, angels sing, I get in, let's go. He says, that's right. Here is your question. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve met each other for the first time, and there they stood, naked before God, facing each other for the very first time, what did Eve say to Adam? She says, could you repeat the question? He says, sure. Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, naked before God and each other, very first encounter. What did Eve say to Adam? Sister Maria says, wow, that's a hard one.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Sonic, the toasted s'more shake with chocolate chunks, graham cracker crumbs, real vanilla ice cream topped with marshmallow whip, and more graham cracker crumbs. It can't get s'more s'mores than this, only for a limited time at Sonic. You have a vehicle fire in the right lanes northbound 270 at Dorset, lining up traffic approaching Page. A crash on Route K at 364. Expect delays there. Also, volume westbound 70 at 141. And construction delays continue southbound 109 between Eureka and Highway W. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is located inside the West County Phillips 66 Station at Clayton Road and 141. They're offering carryout, delivery, curbside pickup, and dine-in. Three Bay Barbecue and Bakery is open Tuesday through Friday from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you can call ahead to place your order, fill up your car with gas, and drive home with a great meal of barbecue and your pick of their fresh homemade desserts, including gooey butter cake and so much more. Here's the number, 636-227-1208. That's 636-227-1208.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex. Rosalita's offers a full menu of both food and drinks. Try their signature tableside guacamole made right in front of you or piled high nachos. They have a full array of classic Mexican dishes and even more modern specialties, including their Cadillac fajitas. The house margaritas are the best in town, and the specialty margaritas will have you coming back time and time again. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, downtown on Washington Avenue or on Manchester Road just west of Tucson.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to the drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities, and it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carry-out service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at Surf and Sirloin.com.
All right, let's go get a little bit of a late start. Had a little technical glitches early, cost us a couple commercials we had to make up, but now we're headed to Dallas, Texas. I can barely hear that.
How better?
That's a little better. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns, Annie Guns Restaurant, and of course, next door, the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of that other stuff. Closed only on Monday, and reservations, you need them if you're going to have lunch or dinner at Annie Guns. Please don't forget about gift cards. They sell thousands every year. Who wouldn't want a gift card to Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market? Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody. How are you?
Good little beverage. Had a little beverage.
Okay.
A little liquid. A little liquid. Got a couple of love nuggets for you. Daisy Dove, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom's baby checked in yesterday at 9:22, but they already have a parenting disagreement. Katy wants to share pictures and information on Daisy with the public. Orlando wants to keep it all private. It looks like it will be kept all private.
Mm-hmm. Happy for
congratulations.
Yeah.
What do you think of the name Daisy Dove?
I think it's a common name, and there are far too many kids named Daisy Dove. I would have picked something different.
Oh, there you go. Brad Pitt's family in the butt. 50 says that 56-year-old Brad is dating 26-year-old German model Nicole Portoroffi.
Yeah, you go, Brad.
But the family says it's not serious. The family says you can take that to the bank. Mm. Movie Thursday, here you go, opening today, New Mutants, a creepy, poorly shot, poorly written, poorly acted horror film about four young mutants held in a remote psych hospital, if you want to call it that, while being kept on acid and other hallucinogenics. They have to escape, and you'll try to escape the theater if you go see this junk. 1.5 stars.
All I need
Don't
to hear.
Don't forget, I told you the movie Tenet, terrible movie.
Right.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Unhinged and Words on Bathroom Walls, two great movies that are playing at a theater there in St. Louis. Check them out. Fabulous movies, worth the price. Unhinged, Russell Crowe, and Words on Bathroom Walls. Fabulous. But...
And there's always a butt in your face.
No, not always, homie. You might not want to go to the theater. Maybe you want to get something on TV. I have a movie for you. Hard Kill, starring Bruce Willis, is streaming on demand and on several streaming platforms. This movie is so hard to watch, you'll want to kill yourself after seeing it.
Whoa. Wow.
This is one of the worst movies ever made.
Whew.
It's one that you wonder while being shot, somebody didn't say, wait a minute, stop. This is hideous. What the hell are we doing? It's embarrassing. We're peeing on ourselves. Zero stars for Hard Kill, starring Bruce Willis.
Not often you hear worst movie ever made. That's pretty bad.
Unbelievable. TV news. Earlier this week, I told you how the major networks are moving away from comedies. Here is the just released CBS schedule. Big Brother, Lost Island. More Lost Island. A lot of 48 hours, 60 minutes. More Big Brother. More Love Island. A drama called Manhunt. More Big Brother. More Love Island. The all-new Star Trek Discovery. Greatest Home Videos. FBI Disclassified. The Amazing Race. And only one comedy. One Day at a Time.
What?
One Day at a Time.
Like, as in the old Valerie Bertinelli, One Day at a Time?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Sad.
I hope it's better than the original one was, because that was pretty bad.
Main reason, Britney Spears has asked her father to be taken off the sole decision maker in the conservatorship, is that dad, Jamie, started blocking her cell phone calls, people she could see, and where she could shop.
Wow.
Britney said that was enough. New York Post headline from a few days ago showing Lori Loughlin looking hot as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like a model. I mean, hot. Dressed to the nines, leaving court after being sentenced to 2 months in prison. New York Post headline screamed, glam slam.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Couple of quick odds and ends. Sean Penn's been doing a lot of eating since the coronavirus, gained 40 pounds.
Good for him.
Cameron Diaz has a new line of, quote, clean, healthy wine. But people who have tried it says it tastes like urine.
How do they know what urine tastes like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And this just in, Britney Spears' sister, Jamie, will take over Britney's conservatorship from the dad. And how about that R. Kelly getting just a shoot kicked out of him in jail today?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Just, beat to a crap by other inmates with all the girls that he has sexually assaulted. Yeah. Somehow I'm not surprised.
Good.
I thought eventually that would happen.
Good. 20 seconds.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. It is. Aloha Thursday.
We're going to play it.
10 seconds. Five more seconds. And time is up. And it's been up for 5 seconds. And he's
time's up.
10 seconds overtime. Yeah. 15 seconds overtime. Wow, that was unacceptable, but what are you going to do? It's Mike Evans. Thank you so much for being with us. I hate talking over the song, but I have no choice. Listen, thank a police officer. It becomes more important every day. Thank a police officer. They don't expect it, but they deserve it. And thank you for being with us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
No. All kinds of things going on in the sports world today, on and off the field, and of course the ice. Speaking of that, the National Hockey League postponed two Stanley Cup playoff games that were scheduled for tonight, featuring the New York Islanders and the Philadelphia Flyers, along with the Canucks and Vegas Golden Knights. The league says they respect the decision by the players not to play today, and no games will be played on Friday as well. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, a couple guys got back to work.
1-2, lined into left field for a base hit. That's going to roll to the wall. Taylor will score. Peterson's on his way home. Throw to the plate, and he is safe. And the Dodgers take a 4-0 lead.
AM 570 LA Sports with the call. Dodgers beat the Giants in game one of a doubleheader, 7-0. Pittsburgh 4-3 in game one of a doubleheader over the Cardinals. Padres best of the Mariners 10-7. Right now in game two, Seattle scored six times in the first. They lead 6-0. I'm David Gaskin.